Head coach Michael Huger joins us courtside to talk about it. And coach, your team built a 21-point lead over the first 13 to 15 minutes of this game. I'm not sure you've played any better at any point this season.
I thought we did a really good job of executing the game plan, knowing what it was, knew that they were going to take tough shots, especially from their big three and Godwin, Nesbitt, and Dean. We knew what was going to happen, and we did a good job of controlling those guys early. Godwin and Nesbitt got off late in the game and made it a game. So we always got to finish the game and complete the game. They cut it down to about seven, and, you know, they made it a ball game right away.
Well, clearly tonight you played great early, and then it was just sort of lethargic for a while. To start the second half, you brought in Isaac Elsasser about a minute in, and he had a huge second half for you. Ends up with 13 points. Isaac was your OR recipient in the locker room
He definitely was the OR recipient. The guys were happy for him and cheering for him. It was a lot of fun just watching him, the hard work that he puts in, staying late after practice and working on the shot. But he's improved so much from freshman year until now. Just love what he does and what he brings to our team. Two games in a row where he brought great energy and effort to our team and helped us win.
The other thing is, I think the attention to detail with Isaac, like you said, he knows all the sets. He knows where everybody's supposed to be. And I think the team has a tendency to be in the right spot more when he's in the game.
Oh, definitely. Isaac is a high IQ guy. He knows the plays better than anybody else on the team. Does a great job of knowing the scouting reports, knowing what the other teams do. Just does a great job of knowing everything and attention to detail, and it's been fun to watch him develop.
Also a strong game for Willie Lightfoot, a career high, a young career as it is, 11 points for Willie, had 5 assists, did some really spectacular things, and again, we saw what he can do. I mean, the ceiling is high with this guy.
The ceiling is sky high for Willie. The biggest thing now is getting him consistent, to be able to be consistent and play this way every single time he steps on the court. So that's the expectation of Willie, and that's where I want him to be. We'll continue to work on him, and hopefully he'll get to that point.
The other thing is that he and Rashawn today both committed fouls that kind of kept them out of the game. They were both playing great, but fouls that maybe they didn't need to commit had them sitting the bench maybe more than they would have.
Yeah, they got in early foul trouble, and we had to make adjustments and had to go from there, so everything was good. And, the guys came in and did a great job of picking up the slack and doing what we had to do to get the victory.
How about Caden Matheny today? It looked a little bit off after missing 2 weeks. And didn't make a field goal today, but talk about Caden overall, what he brought to you.
Oh, he was great. His energy on the defensive end was huge for us. He did a great job of solidifying the defense and anchoring the defense. Just hounded Dean the whole game and wound up, Dean only scoring 2 points in the second half after having 11 at halftime.
Yeah, Caden forced that over and back on him there at one point in the second half. And really today it was about everybody. Well, apparently we have a fire alarm here, which is just great. So we've got to leave. So, Kevin, you can wrap up the broadcast. Falcons win here at Hampton on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield.